Welcome in to another edition of the Kicking It With the Colonels podcast. Wes and KJ here with you. We are presented by UK Sports Medicine. Big shout out to them for all that they do right here in the community and for sponsoring us in this podcast. We're going to bring you conversation a little bit later on with EKU softball pitcher Victoria Byram. And in the meantime, KJ and I are going to talk about some current events around EKU. Things beginning to slow down a little bit from the majority of the sports, including your softball seasons coming down to an end. We just had Anders Larsson on the last podcast. Outstanding finish for him in the A-Sun tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just the anti-curse that we were just talking about. You know, you come on the podcast, you get better. That's all we got to say. He tied for third overall in the A-Sun conference and actually won second team all A-Sun. The whole team as a team finished third in the A-Sun conference as well. So a big win for them.
Yeah, he almost clicked on his master's pick. Do you remember that? He almost picked with Cam Smith. I was getting ready to shout out him big time, but that's a fantastic finish because you talk about all the teams in the A-Sun and to finish top five in that, top three.
Yeah.
That's a really big accomplishment. Huge year for him.
Yeah.
Huge year for him, no doubt. Also, Beach Volleyball just wrapping up their season, a really historic season for Beach. Jeff Patton doing a fantastic job there leading that program. 18 wins, the most in franchise or most in a single season history since starting the program. And they've got a really young roster, too.
Yeah.
So I think that that's just going to continue to build up. And this Beach team is going to be a power.
Yeah, 1,000%. I mean, you just look at their come up in these last couple of years, like they're just building, they're adding on to whatever they did in the past year. And even today, or not today, but this year, they've gotten their second ever program win in the A-Sun conference. So just continually building up and just adding on to their roster and becoming the program that, you know, they want to be.
Yeah, just three seniors on the roster this year. So there will be a lot of returners coming into the program. You got a second team all conference this season. Yeah, Stetson winning that Beach championship just a couple of days ago. And also speaking a couple of days ago, EKU baseball logging win against Northern Kentucky. They pounded out 16 runs and beat their in-state rival. Those 16 runs tied for a season high. So they offense feeling pretty good about themselves.
Yeah, 1,000%. I mean, I was looking at the box score. At least five people had three hits or over. So Boone Chevy and Pedro Moreno, another one that was just on the podcast, anti-curse, we're telling you.
I'm enjoying it.
They combined for seven hits and eight RBIs, which is insane for two people.
And their season does last a little bit longer than your season. Yeah. So they do have three more series left, including one this weekend against Lipscomb. They will play Friday, Saturday, Sunday at home, then have midweek against Western Kentucky, then two on the road. So always you're talking about senior night, senior day, and a good chance to honor this senior class coming up this weekend at Earl Combs Stadium. Anytime this team, especially the last two or three years, they've been through so much. And honor that senior class. It's a huge deal.
Yeah, we've talked about it so much these last couple of years, you know, different head coaches in the last couple of years. So it's just been a building year for them to see these seniors kind of get recognized in this spotlight when they've been here and stuck it out through these building years. It's just, I'm sure they're going to have a lot of fun for sure.
We will have Friday and Saturday's game on ESPN+, too. So join us for the call of those two games as well. And then you can follow along as the season goes along as they try to make that late push into the A-Sun Conference Tournament. Well, before we shift over to softball and lead you into our conversation with Victoria Byram, the Colonel Choice Awards happening just a couple of days ago here on campus. You were a nominee for Female Athlete of the Year, right?
Yes.
And even though I didn't see you at the Colonel Choice Awards, I think you were dodging me. But that was a fun night.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have my contacts in, so whoever I was dodging, I really couldn't see anything. But yeah, it was a really fun night. It was fun just kind of getting to experience. I love the video recap, whoever did that, props to you. Shout out Mr. Steve. But just experiencing, you know, the year in a wraps of a lot of the fall sports did amazing. So just, you know, women's volleyball, women's basketball, women's soccer, maybe all the women's sports, but just to be able to kind of celebrate them and come together and really just kind of bask in our accomplishments, it felt great for sure.
And you all worked so hard as student athletes. It's nice to just have one night a year where you can kind of celebrate that.
Yes, 1,000%. Just to, you know, be able to dress up, look fancy, enjoy it, just talk to each other and kind of congratulate each other. That was the favorite part.
And you were on one of the top 10 plays a year, right?
I was. You're calling it, actually.
I was. Yeah. Yeah.
The podcast
retirement. There we go. Podcast power. Well, we will talk now a little bit about softball because your season at the end of this weekend, the regular season's over. So it's a big series on tap for you guys as you take on Austin Peay and trying to lock up that gold division title.
Yeah, I mean, 1,000%. I just want to give a quick shout out to Emily Mariscal, who actually got her first ever All-ASUN, or not All-ASUN, but ASUN Player of the Week. So just shout out to her. I feel like we're on a good groove, I should say, into this last series. This series is definitely a big one. Our goal is to sweep, of course, and just build momentum into the conference tournament is our biggest goal right now.
The team you are tied with is Central Arkansas, both with 13-6-1 records. Yeah, there is one tie in there as well. So 13-6-1. They will actually play a doubleheader on Thursday against Lipscomb, and then their season will wrap up Friday. So before you all take the field, you will kind of know a little bit of what you all need to do based on that doubleheader. So how do you balance that between focusing in on what you all need to do and taking care of your own business, but also kind of keeping Central Arkansas score in the back of your mind as well?
Yeah, I think it's just kind of the thought process of, you know, despite whatever's going on in the conference and the conference standings, that it doesn't matter when we get to the tournament. Like, yes, the placement matters. Yes, the bids matter, or where we seed and all of that. But at the end of the day, like, whoever wins is whoever wins. It doesn't come down to what we did in the regular season. It doesn't come down to any of that. So just making sure that we're hot at the right time, for sure.
Well, best of luck. You all are going to do awesome, and looking forward to watching you all play this weekend.
Thank you.
All right. Well, let's bring you one of the aces of the pitching staff for EKU softball. Victoria Byram certainly doing her part this year, and we're able to bring you a conversation with her. Let's bring you that conversation right now. Victoria Byram, pitcher for the EKU softball team, joining us now here on the Kicking It with the Colonels podcast. Vic, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, take it away, KJ.
All right, so first we're going to start you off with a this or that section. So this is sponsored by UK Sports Medicine. I'm just going to ask you 10 rapid-fire this or that questions. Just don't think the first thing that comes to your mind, okay?
Okay.
All right, dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Coffee or energy drink?
Coffee.
Stay up late or wake up early?
Stay up late.
Case or Stratton?
Stratton.
Okay. Turf field or dirt?
Dirt.
Rise ball or changeup?
Rise ball.
Win or save?
Win.
Warm up music or silence?
Warm up music.
Day game or night?
Night game.
And then strikeout looking or strikeout swinging?
Strikeout looking.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure there are people, but I have yet to come across somebody that just like an athlete that just likes silence.
Yeah.
You think you know somebody that likes silence?
Oh.
I feel like they're really.
No. I mean, like, I feel like if you're listening to nothing when you're warming up, you truly are someone people should be afraid of. And that's just
like an intimidation factor.
Yeah. I mean, like, if your thoughts are loud enough for you to just not listen to music, like, there's something wrong, I feel.
There's something wrong with you.
There's like, people should be worried, is what I'm like.
Okay.
Because I think of like, J.J. Watt. There's no way that J.J. Watt was listening to music when he was warming up. Like, I feel like that's just the intimidation that he had is something that is created.
Okay. I can see that. So, like, if you don't, you're a different breed.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So maybe we should just stop listening to music.
Well, Victoria, thanks so much for joining us again. Your season's coming to an end here. Hard to believe the regular season. Does it feel like it's been as fast as it has to be?
Yes, I feel like just the other day we just started our first game. So yeah, it's kind of insane how quickly it's been going by.
This is a big weekend for you guys too. Yeah. A battle for first place potentially on the line too, taking on Austin Peay. They got a really good team there. What's going to be the biggest thing for you guys this weekend?
I think just sticking to our plan. That's been our biggest thing this season. And I think not losing sight of it will definitely help us this weekend.
Yeah, and you go back, Austin Peay's a longtime rival, so there's really no surprises between you know what their hitters are going to try to do and vice versa. So how do you go into that and put kind of the first place to the side and just go out and play your game?
Honestly, they're just another team. This is a ball game, you know, it's just a yellow ball, and it depends on how you want to play with the ball. So I think just sticking to our plan and sticking to our goal is really That's what's going to help us win this ball game. It's as simple as that. So.
You got KJ behind you. Yeah. How does it feel to have somebody like that behind you?
Oh my gosh, I love having KJ behind me. Just these past like 3 years in a row, she's just always there talking, saying jokes, kind of telling you, hey, don't pitch that ball right there again. So it's awesome having her back there. I mean, she just lightens the mood in the game and really gets me like in that zone or out of that zone when I'm kind of just like getting in my head. She'll call time and pull me aside and say a joke. So yeah,
that's what I was getting ready to ask you is, you know, you have a relationship with the catcher, usually it's Skylar or, you know, Claire, whoever's catching that day. And oftentimes when they come out, KJ also comes out as well. So she's kind of like the captain of the infield. Those conversations when maybe you're trying to find the strike zone or just trying to get back on track a little bit, how much do they mean to a pitcher just to kind of reset yourself?
I mean, it means a lot. Like having those leaders on the field, they definitely change the momentum of the game. Like when KJ calls time, like sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't need it. But she definitely helps me like reset, because I think resetting as a pitcher is a big thing and it controls the whole momentum. So
what's the funniest thing she's ever said in one of those meetings? Can you share it?
I would say sometimes it's not even like in the meetings. Like sometimes, you know, these umps are a little bit tight. And seeing her reaction, she'll be like, oh my gosh. So I feel like those are the best moments, because KJ, she's a jokester. She can seem serious and all this, but she's a goofball. So yeah.
You want to defend yourself? You're good.
Okay. When I'm reacting, it's not because the umpires are like, it's not because they're calling something crazy. It's usually like they just called it on me and then now all of a sudden it's a ball. So that's the, I feel like that's a warranted reaction. Like I just struck out on that pitch and now it's just not in the strike zone anymore. But yeah, I mean, like I love calling time. I feel like most of the time I call time because I need to catch my breath, to be honest, because a lot of the times, like, it'll be like a foul ball that I have to go run for, and then they're already pitching. So, but I feel like it's not just for the pitcher. I feel like it slows the game down as a team. So, being able to notice those moments, I feel like has gone a long way for our team for sure.
So, it's safe to say you couldn't be a pitcher because because pitchers have to kind of be a little stoic at times because you throw one you think is right on the outside part of the plate, it doesn't get called. Your natural reaction is, oh no.
Yeah.
But then you're like, okay, I got to compose myself. I got to make this next pitch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How difficult is that?
I would say like the longer that I pitch, I'm definitely getting better at it. Cause before I'd be like,
yeah,
what are we doing? Yeah. But yeah, I'm a lot better at it and adjusting to the umpire strike zone. Yeah.
Experience helps, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, it definitely does. Yeah.
What got you into softball in the first place?
So my dad, this is really funny to talk about, but he was like doing like the men's like slow pitch or something like that. So I started like doing the slow pitch at first, and then my mom accidentally signed me up for fast pitch. So ever since then, like I just like loved playing fast pitch as a third baseman, girl in the field. So yeah, ever since then, I just like never stopped, and I loved the game and I loved being aggressive and yeah, that's what's
so all by accident.
It was all accident, but it was like the best accident ever. So, yeah.
And was that at an early age?
I actually started really late for my age. I started at around like, I think I was like 12 or 13.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I didn't start pitching actually until I think I was like 14 or 15.
That's crazy. That's
your natural third baseman.
Yeah.
Before that?
Yeah. Wow. Third base. Yep. And first base.
Yeah.
Played the corners.
So what got you into pitching?
Yeah.
My team, they needed a pitcher, and I started pitching, and I went to my pitching coach, Diane Lewis, who I still go to this very day, and ever since then, I just loved it. I never stopped. I loved just being able to control the game, kind of like quarterback football. Yeah. I just loved controlling it all, and ever since then, I just never stopped, so, yeah.
How would you describe yourself in the circle? Because I know there's different types of pitchings. How pitchers operate. Some like to be that bulldog and just overpower. If you could describe yourself as a pitcher, how would you describe it?
I would say,
is it finesse, power?
I would say a competitor.
Okay.
To be honest, like I love striking people out on those rise balls. And now the changeup, getting my changeup there. She's coming. So yeah, I would say a competitor. I love to compete. I love to strike people out. I love being aggressive. So yeah.
You talked about your dad. Was he one of the biggest influences growing up, or who was your biggest influence growing up?
Definitely my dad. I mean, he loves sports. This is like everything. This was his dream for me. So just like playing for him and always having him in the back of my head when I pitch, like he's really my rock for golf and stuff. Yeah. But yeah.
How often do you two square off in the cages practice wise?
Quite a bit.
Literally every live at bat that we have, I'm facing her every time. Yeah. Every time. Yeah. It's annoying.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
I guess it brings out the best in you, doesn't it?
A little bit. Yeah. I know what a strike is now. But yeah. I mean, like, still to this day, cannot touch her rise ball. So eventually we'll figure that out. But yeah, I mean, as long as I let it go, we're fine.
And to those that may not know, how difficult is it to develop a rise ball in softball? Does it come natural? Tell us kind of how you went about working in a rise, because I imagine it's not something you just, okay, pitching day one, I'm going to throw a rise ball.
Yeah. Honestly, the first time I learned how to throw a rise ball, like, it kind of came naturally.
Okay.
It kind of did. And I think it honestly is all about, like, the way that you pitch. I am, like, lankier side, and with the way that I pitch, I do lean back, so sometimes I automatically have rise like on my curve, on my screw. Sometimes I don't even need to throw it. So honestly, a pitch is a pitch, and I think it's my pitch. So yeah.
So that was really the first pitch you developed, kind of, basically, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the other pitches, how much repertoire, how much, like, How many pitches did it take for you to basically get comfortable throwing other pitches, like a screwball, all the other stuff in your arsenal?
Honestly, it takes quite a bit of time. Like, lately, I would say this year, my changeup is, like, finally fully, like, developing. I can throw it confidently in games. So it takes a minute. Like, I've been developing how I've been throwing my changeup, and it's been, I think, until, like, the middle of the season now, end of the season, to where it's finally developing. So it takes quite a bit of time, like the way you throw it, the way you grip it. And finally I found my grip and the way that I throw it, and it's finally developing. It takes quite a bit of time, but
yeah. And you're having good success off of it too. And I remember calling a game just recently, you went over 200 strikeouts in your career. That had to be a nice little, you like those round numbers.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. It was nice.
So take us back March 21st, your no hitter against Bellarmine, 10 strikeouts in that game. How did that feel? That had to be just a cloud nine moment.
Honestly, it felt amazing. I didn't even know. Honestly, I didn't even know. All my teams were like, Victoria, do you know what you just said? I'm like, no, we just won the game. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. And they told me, and it felt really nice. It was my first no hitter in my career. So
yeah. At any level?
Not at any level, I think, just like in my college career. Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just that had to be one of, like, the ultimate, like, individual game for you too. Just to, when you're in that, do you talk to her? Like, I know, like, pitchers in the major leagues, they don't want anything to do with a player that's pitching well at the moment. Do you talk to her? Do you let her go off to her side? How do you approach that as a infielder?
My thought process when that happens is, don't be the reason that it's broken. Like, if I have to make a superstar play, then I have to make a superstar play. And that's basically what I told the infielders, which she wasn't in the circle at the time. But, like, you know, I said, there's something magical about to happen. So we need to be Superman to make sure that the magic happens. So just trying to defend her well so that, you know, something doesn't happen and kind of ruin it is my goal in that situation.
That's great. Well, tell us about your path to EKU, because you're a little bit of ways from Richmond, Kentucky, from California originally. How did you get to Richmond, Kentucky?
So it was, I think it was during COVID. It was super hard with, like, the whole recruiting process. Everything was just crazy. And my pitching coach, Diane, she's very good friends with Coach Worthington, and she told her about me, sent some film over, and they came down to California. I think it was for PGF, I believe, came down, watched a tournament. They offered me to go on an official visit, and I loved it here. I think I came, like, during the winter when nobody was here. So. Like, all right, well, but I enjoyed it. I did my research, and I think it was, like, after a week after my official visit, I committed. So, yeah.
That's awesome. And there's quite a bit of California players on your all's team.
Yeah.
How much did
Had you crossed paths with any of them in your previous stops, or did you know of anybody before coming to EKU?
Yes. So Michaela Mathis, her dad was my high school coach. Mike Mathis, yeah.
Okay.
So we knew about each other. We actually played against each other. She was a pitcher. So I thought she was coming here to pitch, but she's like, absolutely not. So she's an outfielder. She's our left fielder. And yeah, we crossed paths there. And then I think Emily, I believe we played against each other. I think it might have been my junior or my senior high school. She played at Kennedy. So yeah.
Big week for her too.
Yeah.
You're missing one more that you know. Oh, this is embarrassing for you, actually.
Who?
Your high school pitcher.
Josh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Yeah, Josh. She was literally my high school pitcher. I love her. Yeah. Sorry. She's a freshman. I heard it. Yeah.
Oh, man. That's funny.
Oh my
God. So she was your high school catcher?
Yeah.
Okay.
She is. Yeah. Yes.
So there's anybody that knows your stuff, it's her.
Josh.
Yeah. That's awesome.
She'll call me out. She will.
That's awesome. And she might call you out for this too.
Oh, she's going to be mad at me.
Yeah. from California, you're right. And is that Long Beach area?
Yes.
So right on the beach, basically,
yeah.
You can get there really fast.
Yes.
So how big of a beach goer would you describe yourself?
Oh, I go every day.
Every day?
Yeah. Yeah. I go every day. My grandma, luckily, she lives on the beach. So I'll go over to her house and go swimming and tan all day.
Yeah. What's your favorite activity? Do you like to play games on the beach, or you just like to get in the water and go swimming?
I would say aside from the beach, pickleball. That's my
favorite. Okay. In the sand?
Not in the sand. There's like courts near the beach.
Okay.
Go play at. So I love playing pickleball. Yeah. That's my favorite thing. Yeah.
So are you one of the best pickleball players on the team?
I believe so. Coach Worthington, I heard she's a dog. So okay. I have to see her skills after the season.
I was going
to
say, maybe they can be in after the season.
Yeah.
Yeah. We might have to play against each other and we'll see who's the real dog. So.
Walk me through what your game day routine is. When you know you're getting a start, I imagine you know a little bit in advance when you're getting a start. How do you treat the morning, the afternoon, all that?
Mm-hmm. Wake up, drink a glass of water. I'll go and get my tropical smoothie. Everybody knows that's my routine. Tropical smoothie. I get it's like some protein chocolate, choco. I don't even know the name of it. Okay. Get my turkey sandwich. I'll arrive like 20 minutes early, get ready, listen to my pregame music and roll out, stretch. It's pretty much pregame. I feel like it's pretty simple. Do my plyos, all that stuff. Yeah.
So you have to have the same meal every time?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And you said it's a turkey sandwich and chocolate smoothie?
Yes.
What's the go-to smoothie order? Or do you vary on that?
I vary it sometimes. Sometimes I'll do, I think, I got it from Tatum. It was like some pomegranate plunge drink, I think.
Oh, my goodness.
It's something like that. Sometimes I'll switch it up and do the chocolate or the pomegranate plunge. But I'll always keep it the turkey bacon ranch sandwich. Okay. Every time, yeah. Okay.
And do you make that yourself?
No.
No.
I'll get it from Tropical.
Okay, you get it from
that. Yeah.
Okay. When you go to a spot on the field, when you look back at all the moments that you had, and what has been one of your favorite moments so far from an individual standpoint? Was it the no-hitter? Was it something in high school? What's been one of your favorite moments so far on a softball diamond?
I would say in high school, our rival game is against Lakewood High School. Lakewood and Milliken, they're like big rivals. It goes way back.
Yeah.
And we go to this field in Mayfair. I think it's like Mayfair Park, and it's like a big stadium, and over like 200 people go for the rival game. And I think just like beating them three times in a row to get like more league thing. It's, I don't know. That's like one of my favorite games. I think it might've been like my senior year when we beat them. I think Josh was catching that game too. So that was like one of my favorite moments. Like my dad cried. So that's like one of my favorite games. It's just like super sentimental. So yeah.
That's really cool. You have any experiences like that?
Yes, but like, I don't want to talk about it because then it's just going to seem like I'm flexing on her, but like we won state, so there is no way you can top that.
And like, literally, we went to CIA, so.
But did you win?
Almost.
Okay.
Almost.
Almost
a battle off game. To get to this point, I feel like a lot of players have had to overcome some challenges to get here. Have you ever had to overcome any challenges to get here?
Yes, it was my, I think it was my sophomore, my junior year of high school. I got injured with a TCL, like partial tear in my knee. And then it happened in both of my knees. So honestly, just like getting over like that mentally and like trying to come back, mind you, like that's when everybody's getting recruited. Like, I feel like that was just something like super mentally like big that I had to overcome to get to where I'm at. And I think that's really what made me like the pitcher that I am and just made me like super grateful to be where I'm at and like just being here every day. So yeah.
Man, that's really frustrating to hear.
Yeah.
I can only imagine. Especially too from a pitcher. I mean, all positions really use their legs, but especially you're bouncing off that rubber. Yes. You need your legs to provide. Yeah. When you look at after softball, I know you still got some eligibility left. Are you still in the criminal justice field?
Yes.
Okay. What do you want to do with that one day?
So I definitely want to do corporate law. I'm kind of interested in sports law. So either or, but definitely more towards corporate law.
Okay.
Pursuing that.
So, okay.
Yeah.
And for those that may not know, what does that really mean? Like break it down a little bit.
So corporate law is like technically business law, kind of just like looking over like the fine prints and documents like behind businesses and making sure everything's like legal in that aspect. And I find like big interest in it because I like to read a lot. And that's sort of like my specialty. So like might as well do something that I'm good at and find interest in, since business is definitely a big field and everything that we
do.
I mean, like what even brings you to that? Like how do you get that idea?
So it's really funny. When I was younger, I've been wanting to do this actually since I was in like, I think I was like sixth grade or seventh grade. I watched, I think it was like Clueless. And I was like, what does the dad do? Like everybody's in their house, like sitting at the table. He's all like big and bad and like mean. And I was like, what kind of law does he do? So I looked it up one day, corporate law. And I was like, wait, this is something that I feel like I'd be good at. So like, you can ask anybody that I know, like since like seventh grade, I've always wanted to pursue corporate law. So
just from Clueless. That's really funny.
And just like doing research behind it, obviously. But, yeah.
In seventh grade, I'm not sure I know what that is now. I definitely didn't know what that was in seventh grade. That's crazy that you knew from that age that you wanted to be that and still want to be that. That's really impressive. So you mentioned you like to read, correct?
I do.
What's your favorite book? What are you reading right now?
Right now, oh my gosh, I forgot what it was. It's called. I've been bringing it with me on like every single trip. Mm-hmm. I got it from my roommate, Ella. I forgot what it's called, but it's like, it's really good. It's on Netflix. I just completely forgot the name.
What is it about? Oh, you don't read then. Like
I've been reading it sporadically, so I'm kind of like losing track of
you lost a beat?
Maybe if we have time, it's finals week. I got a cram. I gotta prepare for that. I got macroeconomics to prepare for. Yeah. So
When you what's your favorite place that you've visited? Are you like a big national park place? And you like to, where's like your dream vacation type place that you want to go to?
I would say visiting Puerto Vallarta. It's so pretty there. Like I definitely want to travel more out there and kind of explore more. I think going zip lining in the, what was it? Was it the mountains? The jungle?
Yeah, I don't
know. It was like the mountains, jungle, whatever you want. I would say that definitely opened my eyes. I was like, okay, like this is cool. I definitely want to explore more out here. I didn't know they have zip lining in the middle of nowhere in Mexico. So, yeah.
What would be, if you couldn't play softball, what would be your sport you'd play?
I would say either volleyball or basketball.
Okay.
I like how fast paced.
Okay.
Them are.
Okay. Yeah. And did you play any of those growing up?
No.
Or was it just softball?
It was just straight softball.
That's crazy. You didn't play any other sport, just softball?
I did like gymnastics.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. I can see that.
Yeah.
So did you do a backflip right now?
Absolutely. I can do a back handspring and like a cartwheel, but
yeah, that's definitely
backflip. I'm like, my hip flexors haven't been working that well.
That's really impressive. All right. Well, before we let you go, we got this wheel here. We're going to give you three spins, like three strikes, you're out. Okay. It's got some random factoids, random questions for you, and we'll let you give it a spin.
It's a little heavy, so spin it hard. Yeah.
Go-to dance move.
Oh, and you have to do it.
You got to demonstrate.
I don't have a go-to. I don't dance.
You just make up your own dance.
Do something.
Scuba.
Scuba. I feel like everybody's doing it.
Yeah. Okay. Your turn.
Yeah. You have to do it.
I definitely don't.
Scuba. Okay, do what's yours.
My go-to has always been Dougie. My TikTok handle is Dougie Master, actually.
It's always- okay.
Oh gosh.
Okay. All right. What job would you be terrible at? So
probably.
So many.
I'm trying to think. There's a lot of jobs.
I want no part of being like a doctor.
Yeah.
Like, you're smart, so. I want no part of corporate law.
literally.
Probably a dentist.
Yeah.
Or no pimple popping, those people, whatever they.
I don't
know.
TV
shows about that now.
I know. I can't handle that.
Wild. That's disgusting.
I can't do
that. Who would watch that?
Yeah. Yeah, that's gross.
I can't do
that. Yeah. That's a good choice.
Yeah.
That's a good choice. I like that. All right. One more. Final one.
I need a fun one.
Bucket list item. What's on your bucket list?
Bucket list.
Like to do or like an actual item?
No, to do. There's not a
bucket list item. I would say skydiving.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, definitely skydiving.
What's keeping you from going?
Softball.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely softball.
I would say like, you know, falling and scared of
dying, that too. Yeah.
But no, just softball.
I like softball. We could be scared.
So you're a risk taker.
Yeah. Risk-taker. I like the adrenaline. It's fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I could see that.
A little bit of adrenaline junkie.
It kind of takes over in the softball field too. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah, for sure.
Very cool. Well, Vic, we thank you so much for joining. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. Hopefully, wish you all the best this weekend against Austin Peay, and let's bring home this gold division title and a long run into the conference tournament.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, that is Victoria Byram joining us here on the podcast today. Thank you for watching. Until next time, you've been kicking it with the Colonels.